Very thankful this morning for the touch. Yeah. The Lord's touch in my life made an enormous difference. And it continues to make a difference in my needs and my problems, in my struggles, in my difficulties. It is the touch of the Lord that has brought healing so many times. Desire and interest in your prayers. I have a real burden on my heart this morning, and I look around, and you know, we all come from different, we live in different places. We have different personalities. We have different strengths. We have different weaknesses this morning. And if you will go with me for just a little bit, I'd like to invite you to go down to the potter's house with me. Jeremiah 18, we'll begin reading with verse 1. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words." I would that we hear what the Lord says as we go to the potter's house this morning. Jeremiah said, "Then I went down to the potter's house, and I beheld he wrought a work on the wheels." If you ever been to a place where you've watched a potter, you will see normally that there in the house, there are lots of different vessels, are there not? Been places you can see different vessels, and they serve different purposes. I even look up here this morning, and this is a vessel right here. I know it's not made out of clay, but it's a vessel designed to hold water and to put flowers, and that's the purpose of that vessel. But if I were to put water in one of these other vessels up here, it wouldn't work. But that vessel there was designed for a different purpose. These vessels that the potter makes, some are designed to store water. Some are designed to put over the heat and to cook in them. Some of them are designed, I saw a vessel just a few months ago in Kenya that I had not seen before. It was a very large vessel, and it was made in such a way to keep the water cool. It was a kind of a natural refrigerator, and it had that specific purpose and design. There are other vessels, there are some that are large, and there are some vessels that are small. There are some vessels that were made to beautify, and there are other vessels that just were very practical in purpose. And so when Jeremiah went down, he began to behold and look. And that's what we see in the potter's house. This morning we look around, and I said we're all different. We're like vessels this morning. Do you know that the Lord has a different and a unique purpose for each and every one of us? And if I tried to use this vessel to accomplish the purpose of this vessel over here, it's not going to work well. Because this vessel here was designed for a specific purpose. Your life this morning was designed for a specific purpose. God had a plan when He created you. God did not create you to be like me or me to be like you. So that's why it's not wise for us this morning to look at one another and compare ourselves among ourselves. Because there is no one that can fill the place that God has in the body of Christ and in our world like you can. God made you unique, and when He was done, He said, "It is good." You know, the Lord has a plan still for all of us today. And if there's anyone here this morning that begins to feel like maybe you're not as important, or maybe you don't feel like you're that valuable, and it just seems like that there's not a lot of purpose in life, I want to dispel that by the Spirit, and I want you to know that God created you for a purpose. And if we try to go after our own way and our own designs, we're not going to be fulfilled. But when we can place ourselves in the hands of God and say, "Lord, I want to fulfill your purpose in my life," you're going to find fulfillment. You're going to find peace. You're going to find a place of rest, not in trying to be like anyone else, but in being the person that God created you to be. There are so many times the devil battles people. And it's not something that is often shared. It's not something that everybody just always talks about. But you know how often that people struggle with feelings of insufficiency and inadequacy? Does anybody feel like they just never quite measure up? Does anybody else ever feel that way? Anybody else ever feel like it just seems like, you know, that this is a better vessel over here, so I'd rather just back and get in the corner somewhere where no one can see it? But do you know this morning that the Lord needs you? All of us are stronger when we fill our place. And we recognize that, you know what? God did create me. And I am unique, but I'm going to be the best vessel that I can be by the help of God. If I'm going to be someone just to sit in the corner and keep water cool, I'm going to do it. Maybe if you're a vessel that can stand the heat and the Lord can use you in some hot places, then say, Lord, I'm willing to do whatever you want. But I just, Lord, help us this morning by His Spirit that each and every one of you, and I don't know where everyone is with God this morning, but God loves you very much. And if you ever begin to feel like that you're really not worthy of God's love and you're not worthy and you're not worth anything, that is the enemy trying to discourage you because you are valuable this morning and you are loved. I know that there are children and husbands and wives both that have been in bad home situations and it changes their psyche. And they leave there thinking that I'm just really not worthy. And I just really don't deserve anything good. Do you know that you are a creation of God this morning? And He cares about the things that you're facing today. So when we look around in the potter's house, we don't say, well, that vessel's better than that vessel. But we say, look at the uniqueness and look at the diversity. What a wonderful thing, because it was the potter that created each one of those. And it is God that formed all of us here this morning. He could have created us the same if He wanted. He would have had that power. But He chose to make you an individual, and He has a special place for you to fill in this world. And you are worthy of love. And you are needed this morning. We need you this morning. And if you don't fill your place and you just feel like you're so inadequate, you're not willing to offer yourself to the Lord, do you know the rest of us are going to hurt and suffer because of that? The body of Christ needs you this morning as well. And when we don't fill our places, we suffer. And then we start feeling alone and we feel worthless and inadequate. So He went to the potter's house and He beheld that He wrought a work on the wheel. Is the Lord working in your life this morning? I don't want to ever get to the place that the Lord stops working in my life. I don't want to ever get to the place that I say I've arrived. I've got it all. Because I know better than anybody, I haven't arrived yet. The Lord is still working in our lives. And I want to encourage you with that as well this morning, because the Lord knows that we all have human struggles and human weaknesses and human imperfections. We can be spiritually perfect this morning in that our heart is perfect before God, that our desire and our purpose and our motivation is to please God, but I'm still human and I still have weaknesses and there are still things that God is wanting to perfect in my life. So do not let this morning the imperfections, do not allow your weaknesses and your struggles to cause you to back away and just feel like I just can't live for God. I just can't serve Him because I fell a little bit short over here. And no, God is still doing a work if you will keep yourself in the hands of God. He went and He beheld the work on the wheel. And the vessel that He made of clay, it said, was marred in the hand of the potter. The clay marred, got out of shape. It got a blemish in it. You know, when you're working with clay, if you get a little stone or just some little piece of something, foreign object that's not supposed to be in that clay, and you're smoothing that clay out, that little stone or that foreign object, it'll cause a groove and just start marring that vessel. Has anyone here, and you don't have to acknowledge verbally, but has anyone here been marred in the hands of the potter? Many a vessel has marred in the hands of God because of our disobedience, because of our weakness, because of our rebellion, because of our desire to follow a different course, to go a different way. And then we have marred in God's hands, and the vessel was it wasn't accomplishing the purpose that God wanted it to accomplish. The burden that I have on my heart is to all of us this morning. It's to the unsaved and the saved alike. What we behold when we go to the potter's house, we behold a potter that's at work. And what is the nature of that potter? It was testified this morning that God speaks to us in a certain way. Yes, sometimes God speaks in judgment, and we do need that, but He always gives a solution. But God always speaks in love. He always is there to encourage and to challenge us to draw closer to Him. I want to share the nature of the potter in Psalms 86, David in verse 15. He said, "But Thou, O Lord, art full of compassion and gracious and long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and in truth." You know, that's the nature of the potter. And when we go and there, the enemy would like us to think that the potter is just there ready to bring judgment down on us the first time we fail. Have you ever failed more than once on the same thing? If you learn your lesson after the first failure, then you ought to be up here instead of me, because it's taken me sometimes a number of failures for me to get it through. And all the time the Lord was kind, and He was gracious, and He was merciful. He was like, "Michael, let's try it again." And He gave another opportunity. Do you know this morning, if you've been in a place that you have failed in some area in your life, and you just feel horrible about it, it just feels like I just can't do this, do you know that the Lord is going to give you another opportunity? As long as we have life, the Lord is going to bring another opportunity. He's going to say, "All right, you wish you could have done it better last time. Here's another challenge for you. You can do it differently by my grace this time." Folks, the Lord is not there to cut you off. The Lord is not there to say you're not good enough because you have failed in this area of your life and I can't use you anymore. The Lord wants to use all of us this morning, even in our failures and even in the places that we have fallen short. The nature of the potter is one that is so compassionate. And sometimes if we're not careful as a people, we can create an environment that, yes, we believe in living free from sin. You believe that? That's what the Scripture teaches, that Jesus came to set us free from the power of sin. But I also recognize that there have been many vessels that have marred in the hands of God, and they've been overtaken in sin. The Lord is not there to cut us off at that place. He is there to restore and to renew us. He is there to fix what is wrong, that we can live free from sin. So if you've been in a place of sin, and we can call it failure, we can say I fell short, or maybe it was just out and out wrong that you committed. The nature of the potter is not to cut us off this morning. The nature of the potter is, "I love you. I sent my son. Jesus came and died for us this morning." So when we mar in the hands of the potter, and He sees that we've marred, He's not there to cut us off. He's there to say, "I want to renew and I want to fix, and I want to make fresh this morning. Oh, do you know that we do not want there to be among us as a people? Yes, we believe in holiness. We believe in purity. We believe in godliness. But young people and children, you're still going to have some spiritual growing pains. There's still going to be times in your life that you recognize that I've fallen short, and it just seems like I can't live like I've been hearing it taught. The other part of what is being taught this morning is that there is a potter that cares about you, and he loves you in your failure. When maybe you have failed and it seems like your family's kind of pushing you off a little bit, and it seems like maybe, and sometimes it's just the enemy doing this, but you may feel like that God's children are kind of looking down their nose at you because the direction that you have gone in being marred. But do you know the Lord is there with His arms outstretched, loving us and caring for us, wanting to fix and renew what has gone wrong? And I am so thankful for that this morning, because if it weren't for that, I would be far from here this morning. I would be in a far different place, and I just look over the congregation, and I know so many of us would be far from God if it had not been for His love and His compassion and His mercy. And I don't want us to ever forget. I don't want there to be ever among God's people a toxic environment. An environment where we're too good to fail. We're too strong to make mistakes. I don't want there to be an environment where error is not allowed and failure is not tolerated. Because if that were the case, I might as well leave this morning. But I found that in my failures, I found in my mistakes, even when, Lord, I wanted to rise to this, and it seemed like I fell short of that, I found that there is a Savior that didn't give up on me. The Lord has not given up on you this morning. There are so many people that are giving up on themselves. They're giving up on themselves. It just seems like I can't do this. If you have given up on yourself this morning, I want you to know, whether you like it or not, the Lord has not given up on you. He hasn't given up on you. The Lord has not given up on your loved ones. Parents, grandparents, be encouraged this morning. Your children that have left God and maybe are in a state of rebellion and are marring in God's hands, don't give up on them, because Jesus hasn't given up. There is still a work that the Lord wants to do in their lives. So keep on praying. Keep on seeking God. Keep on loving your children and your grandchildren when they are unlovable. When they're doing things that are, they're ostracizing you. When they're pushing you away, don't give up on them, because the Lord still loves them. And the Lord is still looking at that life that is broken and miserable, addicted to the contaminations and filth of sin. The Lord is still looking at that, and He's saying, I can make something beautiful out of that. There's a sign, and I don't know if they have them in Oregon or not. There's a company in the Midwest that puts up signs, and they say, "We buy ugly houses." Has anybody seen? I don't know if they buy ugly houses in Oregon or not. But there's a company that says, "We buy ugly houses." Do you know the Lord is in the business this morning of buying ugly houses? When people have left God and they're just rebelling, and rebellion is so ugly. Rebellion is so ugly. Sin brings so much devastation to people's families and homes. But there is a Savior this morning, thank God, that is in the business of buying ugly houses. He's in the business of taking lives and houses that have crumbled down, and He sees something in them that He can make beautiful again. He can take the ashes and He can make it beautiful. He can take what is broken and He can restore it. He can take what is bleeding and suffering, and He can bring healing to that. Oh, dear ones, this is where our hope is this morning. This is the hope of the gospel, is that whatever condition that we are in, when we go to the potter's house, the Lord is there with a plan and a design. And so he beheld as he did a work. And it said the clay was marred in his hands. God did not set the clay aside. He didn't say, I've worked with it too much. I'm just going to cast it out and I'm going to go get some new clay. But he continued working with what he had. And you know, that is God's purpose and design with us this morning. The Lord is not going to cast you aside. He's going to keep working. And when you feel like God can't do anything with me, I'm just a mess, I've seen the Lord make some beautiful things out of messes. Haven't you? I've seen the Lord take lives that were so contaminated. And I've seen the Lord start working. And sometimes you look at it and say, what in the world is going on here? Have you ever seen someone that's doing a piece of art or designing something, and you look at it and it's like, I don't know what they see. But you just wait a little bit and pretty soon you see something to emerge that's beautiful. I don't know where you are in the process of God's work in your life this morning, but I want you to know the Lord is not going to cast you aside. If you will open up your heart and let the Lord Jesus work and let Him do something in your life, He still wants to beautify. He still wants to work. You see, God's mercy this morning is so much greater than ours. It's easier sometimes for us to kind of write people off, isn't it? It's like, look how long they've been away from God, and look at all the complications. You know, sin brings complications. And pretty soon people get so tangled up with things, it's like, how can someone ever be free? I don't have all the answers this morning, but I serve a God that is in the business of untangling people's messes. We serve a God that this morning, I don't have all the understanding and all the wisdom. When people come and all the tangles in their life, and I don't know, but I can point you to one that can work a miracle for you. I can point you to one this morning that loves you and cares, and He's going to stick with it. You get fishing line tangled up bad enough, after a while it's like, let's cut it, throw it away, put some new line on. But do you know the Lord's going to stick with you this morning? The Lord's not going to cut you off. And if maybe if you're walking away from God this morning, I want you to know that the Lord still loves you and He still cares for you and He's going to be there to untangle your mess if you'll give Him opportunity this morning. Say, Lord, I don't know what to do anymore. Seems like I've cut off all my avenues of escape and it seems like I'm just in too deep now. The Lord is in the business of going into the deepest places of despair and entanglement of sin and lifting people out and making something beautiful. That's the potter this morning. There have been people this is close to my heart. People that have sat where you sit this morning. People that have been at camp meetings, people that one time had a good relationship with God, and then all of a sudden, you hear of a scandal. Something happened. And you say, they did what? What did they do? What happened? They were overtaken with sin. And we can sit back and shake our heads. Yeah, that's terrible. They just really let the saints down. Some people are too quick to cut off. Want you to know this morning, I have found that the potter is there to restore. I still believe in restoration this morning. I still believe there is a God that will renew. It said here that He took the vessel that He made was marred in His hands. And what did He do? He said He made it again. He made it another vessel as it seemed good to the potter. Maybe He didn't make the same vessel. Maybe this marred in His hands, so He created a different purpose. But He restored it. He made something new out of it. Folks, I want to encourage us, whether it's our family members, whether it's those that have labored among us, whether it's those that have one time known truth and you have seen them been overtaken. Let's forgive. Let's have an environment among us as a people that is easy for restoration, because that's what the Lord is interested in. And sometimes it's maybe because we are so hurt that we don't forgive or release as quickly as what God does. If we would forgive and release, what can God do with this vessel? We say that you marred in his hands. What about you? Have you ever marred in his hands? Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore, make new such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. In other words, because, you know, it could have been you. It could have been you. So when we see our brother or sister overtaken in a fault, oh, let's be there to restore, to forgive, to encourage, to let them know that God still has a place for you in the body, and we want to be open for however the Lord wants to use you, without trying to put God in a box, when our God is in the business of making new vessels and renewing and restoring. Sometimes for those that have walked away from God in a state of rebellion, there's some shame associated with it. You know, there's no shame to come back to the Lord this morning. If you have marred in the hands of the Lord, we're family here this morning. We love you. We want to see you restored. And there's no shame to coming back. Young people, sometimes it takes us a while to get our heads screwed on straight. You've heard that expression before. Sometimes we think when we're young that we've got things figured out, and maybe you walk away from God thinking that it's out in the world, and serving the Lord is too confining. And it brings heartache, and it brings grief to those that love you. But there's a Savior that is still looking for you to come back home and restore you and renew you. And the Lord will still do that. See, the Lord's not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness. You see, the Lord is not willing that any of us should perish, but that we should all come to repentance this morning. So he's not giving up, because he's compassionate. He's long-suffering, and he's merciful. There's a scripture in Jeremiah 30, verse 17. For the scripture says, "For I will restore health unto thee. I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion whom no man seeketh." Others said, this is an outcast. Look what they've done. Look at the wrong that's in their life. Look at the hurt that they've caused. Look at the pain that they've caused. And the Lord was telling his people that were called outcasts, he said, "I'll restore health to you. I'm going to renew. I'm going to heal that which is, I'm going to heal thee of thy wounds." You know that the Lord will restore us to the joy of salvation. That was David's prayer. "Lord, restore unto me the joy of salvation." This morning, if you have marred in the hands of the potter, if there's sin in your life, the Lord can renew that salvation to you. He can make a new vessel. You say, "Well, this, I'm really in a bad place." Well, that's when the Lord really starts shining. When he can take what's in a bad place and do something wonderful for it. But also for those of us that are saved this morning. Thankful the Lord did more than just save me. Because after I've been saved, I've marred in the Lord's hands before. And I found that God still loved me. And I found that he wanted to come in and renew and restore, that I could find a place of greater grace, a place of greater power,
that next time I could do better.
Sometimes we can limit God working in our life because of pride, because of a little bit of stubbornness, maybe because we got some affections off into some things of the world. Maybe not we didn't sin, but we started just not staying as focused and dedicated as we should be. And we began to see that something was marring our relationship with God. Maybe we got a little hole in the vessel. You know, if you ever had a cup, a styrofoam cup, and you put your straw down and you put a hole in the bottom of your cup? Anybody else ever done that? Got a hole in the bottom of the cup, began to drain out? Do you know, spiritually sometimes we can get a hole in our vessel. And it just seems like the joy, something's just zapping the joy. Do you know the Lord can come and renew and fix that which is broken this morning? He can come in if we will open up our hearts to the Lord. He can do something, as the Scripture says, that He will do a new thing. Does anybody here this morning need something new done in your life? Lord, I've been here. I've come to this altar. I prayed. I've done everything I know, and it just seems like something's not working. Potter's not giving up. He's not giving up. So I want to keep coming back and saying, Lord, I'm still here. I still want to be a vessel of honor. I want to be sanctified and meet for the Master's use. Lord, I want to be a vessel that you can use just like you want. And again, it's unique, folks. We're all unique vessels. But the Lord has something special for each and every one of us. And there's another scripture I'd like to share in Joel, the 2nd chapter, and the 25th verse. The Lord said, I will restore unto you the years that the locusts have eaten. Seeing people walk away from God for years and years and years. And the Lord, when He made a new vessel out of them, He restored to them the years. We can never go back and capture the wasted years. Young people, now is the time. If you see that something is marred in your life, now is the time to say, Lord, I present myself to you and I want you to work in me, Lord. I want you to do something, renew and restore and revive me, Lord. Because I don't want to have to get to the place that I look back and say, I've wasted so many years. I've seen so many older people when they made their peace with God with tears. They would talk about the past. I wish I would have served the Lord when I was younger. But I've also seen the Lord take those same people that have been for years away from God, and the Lord in His love come and do something beautiful in their life that was an encouragement to God's people. And the Lord used them effectively as a witness of what God can do in people's lives. So none of us are too far gone this morning. Saved and unsaved alike, you're not too far gone. But there's a potter that will come and make new and restore the years that the locusts have eaten. Then said the vessel was marred in his hand. I've seen in the last few years so many marriages being marred. Marriages, families being broken apart, husbands and wives, people that you might be so surprised at. The devil is attacking the home. And I've heard so many people recently saying that their marriages were right on the brink. Do you know that if your marriage has been marred this morning, that there's a potter that can bind up and He can make fresh and He can renew? So I want to encourage you in your families and in your homes, if there's anyone that's struggling or you have loved ones that are struggling, don't give up, because God is still in the business of making new and restoring what seems to be irreparable. Sometimes there's places in our lives that we're not as obedient maybe as we ought to be. And maybe we haven't just walked away from God, but we know there's areas in life that we haven't been as obedient, and that's going to create a mar in the vessel. Well, the scripture said, the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, and so he made it again, another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Is there anyone here this morning that would like to place yourself in the hands of the potter and say, Lord, maybe I just need a whole new vessel, but Lord, I want to be renewed this morning. Or maybe there's some places that you've been struggling and it just seems like you're just not quite getting there. You know there's those imperfections. Lord's not giving up on you. But he wants us to come and say, Lord, I'm going to let you do in my life as it seems good for you to do. May we behold the love and the compassion and the long-suffering of the potter this morning, and know that if we will just place ourselves in his hands, he will do something very beautiful in our lives. Amen.